not. This sound was recorded on the 16th of October, 1959. Sitter Mrs. Conacher, medium Leslie Flint.
And that's a sharp dinner.
Perhaps make it impossible, but you know, he was a very interesting person. He had definite gifts, you know.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, he loved you very much.
Yes, I'm sure of that.
He's very close to you, great love and a bond of affection.
Thank you.
We, you know, he does not speak very much like a Scot, you know.
No, he wouldn't, really.
He has not got a Scottish, what I call a strong Scottish accent, you know.
Oh, no, he lived in London most of his life.
He is a very brilliant man, too.
Yes.
I like him very much. Oh, he wants very much to talk with you.
Thank you. Do I know you, sister?
No, you don't know me. Excepting that I come here and I'm interested in helping and being of service, you know.
Yes, you have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you very much. It is very nice to be able to come and talk with you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You spoke well, didn't you?
Very well.
Hello, Major.
Hello, darling. Yes, I can.
Good.
Yes.
But what were you going to say?
And are you, who are you, please?
Keep on talking.
Like it must be your husband.
Yes. Is that you, Douglas?
I tried to speak to you the other night, but I couldn't manage it. Such a lot of people.
Yes. But I did hear my name twice.
Yes, I told you. But I didn't think that you could hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yes, very clearly indeed.
I have the faintest idea what it sounds like, but I'm endeavoring to speak to you as clearly as I possibly can.
Yes. Do you know where we are, dear?
What do you mean where we are? We're Westbourne Terrace.
Yes, of course.
I should know this district very well.
Yeah?
Way back in the old days, you know.
Yes.
A very happy hunting ground.
Well.
Why do you say well like that?
Well, you used to tell me about your home here and going to church at Pumalama.
That's right. That's going back for 60-odd years or more. Much more, I suppose.
Oh, no, darling.
Well, it must be getting on, mustn't it? Must be 50.
I hear you have your father there, darling.
Yes. This time business puzzles me. I haven't a clue, really, as to time. I don't know whether it's 50, 40, or 60 years. I find it very difficult since I've been here to really be sure as to time as such. In fact, I'm more conscious of time through your mind.
Oh, you're here? Yeah.
What were you saying just then about my father?
What?
I thought you said something about my father.
Yes. I hear he's with you today.
Yes, he's with me and Mother, too.
Oh, how very nice.
They'll send their love and blessings to you.
Thank them both for coming.
What should we talk about?
Well, look here, darling. I want to know about the Reverend Charles Robert McAllister you brought last Friday.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Who is he?
Oh, someone the family knew years ago.
Yes.
No one connected with me at all, actually. Someone that Father and Mother knew very well.
I looked him up.
Did you check him?
I tried to, but I couldn't find him. I looked through dozens of directories.
Of course, after all, it's many years ago.
Yes.
I wouldn't for a moment expect you to be able to contact any connection with him now.
No, of course not.
Many years, of course, in my mother and father's early years.
Yes. Was that your light I saw last night?
Yes. You know, I'm wondering if you do see as much as I hope you do. I tried to attract your attention in various ways, and I felt sure. In fact, the other evening, I felt sure you realized I was there. You do sense my presence if you don't see anything.
Yes.
You know, sometimes during your sleep, you come here with me and we're together.
Yes.
We're together a great deal, you know.
Really? I wish I could remember. I have occasionally remembered.
Have you decided to stay as you are, or what? Are you thinking of making any change?
Well, you told me to remain where I am at the moment.
Yes, that's what I think. I think you'd be well advised to stay put, not to make any change for the moment. I don't think it would be much point. I don't think it would be a good idea to do anything drastic at the moment.
No.
Maybe, yes.
Well, I have so many interests.
I don't know.
Yes. Darling, I haven't asked after your favourite cat lately.
Oh? Very well.
How's he getting on?
Fine. You know I do love my animals.
Yes. Yes, you did love that cat very much.
As much as I love you.
No, but I'm awfully glad you still love me.
Because I do. I all shall. I'm just waiting for Dave to join me.
Yes.
Years come and go. Time will pass. We shall be together again.
That will be lovely.
But you know, I look back and I think, well, I suppose really after all said and done, I didn't do too badly. But sometimes I regret, you know, that I couldn't have done more for you.
Oh, nonsense.
You say nonsense, but I sometimes think one might have done better.
Oh, I have very happy memories of you.
We were happy, weren't we?
Yes.
I wish I could go and give you a big hug and kiss.
Yes, but I know you love me, Douglas, and you were never a demonstrative man, were you?
No, and that's what I meant just now, and I said I sometimes wish I had been, you know, but it wasn't my nature. It wasn't that I didn't feel intensely, but I don't know why, but I wasn't a demonstrative person.
No. But you had other virtues.
Such as? Well, I won't go into that. It looks as if I'm sinking.
Yes. Are you still happy, darling, over there?
Very, very happy.
What is your chief work?
Well, I have so many interests. I'm extremely interested in music.
Yes, you were telling me.
Yeah, I'm very interested in architecture.
Yes,
that appeals to me tremendously. The different types of buildings, different styles. Very interesting indeed.
Yes.
And I'm very interested in animals, of course.
Yes.
And I have been doing, I know this will surprise you, I've been doing some painting.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't you lying?
I seem to have taken a great interest in artistic things.
Are you living in a house?
Oh, yes.
For your what?
Yes. I'm hoping one day when you come here you'll like it.
Yes.
It's not very big, but it suits me. Very small, actually.
Yes.
You seem very puzzled. Why is that?
I don't know. It's rather difficult to imagine the other side, you know.
Yes, but of course there again I should imagine it must be, because you see our world in some respects is not unlike the earth. I mean, we have all that you have, only on a larger scale and more beautiful. There are none of the snags or things that disappoint. Here we have a world which to me anyway is as perfect as anything could be, although I understand there are even more perfect places. It's a matter of gradual evolution to reach those states of being, you see.
Yes, of course.
But I'm perfectly happy where I am. I shall be happy still when you join me.
Yes, well, it's something to look forward to, darling.
I do think this is marvellous that I can come and talk to you.
Yes, it is worthwhile, isn't it?
But I don't know what Mr. Voice sounds like. All I know is that I'm here and speaking to you through this box, and this box in some strange way transmits my thoughts into sound.
Yes.
It's rather strange.
It is. It's not quite your voice.
No,
one
concentrates one's thoughts, and the voice box automatically responds, I suppose, in a kind of way, rather like on Earth. You think of what you wish to say, and your vocal organs automatically respond, and you vibrate the atmosphere, you create sound, and people hear your thoughts as sound. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yes, of course.
But of course, this mechanism is, in a sense, artificial. So I suppose that, in some way, will alter the voice, because I don't really know whether it sounds like me or not.
Very nice voice. It isn't just quite your voice, but then I understand that one would hardly expect that.
I would like to become very familiar with this so that I can do it better.
You are helping me, aren't you, dear?
Every day.
Yes.
Whenever a day passes that I don't come and see you, and anything that I can achieve or do for you, I will.
Yes.
Will guide you and do all I can.
You're bringing me this knowledge so that I can help others.
Of course, and that's where your writing comes in.
I think
you might do quite a bit in that respect, you know.
Well, I try hard. It doesn't come very easily.
No, but it will. It'll flow. It'll come better later.
By the way, have you seen the Reverend Stanton Moses lately?
Yes, I have, and I must say he's a most wonderful person. He's been a great blessing and help to me.
Yes, he seems to like you very much.
Well, we get on very well.
Yes. Will you give him my kindest regards when you see him?
I certainly will. You found his book interesting.
Yes, I'm still reading it.
Yes, most wonderful book.
I went to see his portrait at the College of Psychic Science last week.
Yes, yes. Nice man, wonderful.
Yes. You've got another of them over on your side now, the Reverend Morris Elliott.
Oh, yes. He's with us.
Yes.
Nice man. And I've met quite a number of people, of course, many people. Some I never even knew were on Earth, but I have had the pleasure of meeting them here.
Yes.
Reverend Drayton Thomas.
Oh, Drayton Thomas, yes. I have read his books, too. Yes. Yes, they're very interesting.
Okay. I've met Inge, remember Inge?
Oh, you were very fond of being Inge, weren't you?
Yes, I've met him here. Nice man.
Yes, you used to read his books.
Bless you, I wish I could come and kiss you before I go.
Yes, are you going so soon?
It's difficult to hold on.
Yes, you've done very well, thank you.
I've done my utmost, and
yes,
I shall do better perhaps next time. But
and you're helping me on Saturday, are you, at our little circle?
I certainly am, and I have great hopes of that little group.
Have you really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Continue that, dear.
I will, yes. It's so handy for me.
All my love, my dear.
And all my love.
Bless you.
Always, thank you.
He did very well.
Yes, he did.
I thought it was marvellous to speak so well and so long.
Yes, but he's only been over 14 months.
Yes, he was getting on in years, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, yes. But he's much younger now, I
understand. Of course he's young. I mean, only the body gets older, spirit remains young, doesn't it?
Yes, I hope so.
I think you'll do a lot with your writing. They seem to be very hopeful about it.
Do they? Very good.
Yes.
That's very encouraging. Well, it's only in the nature of a diary, you know.
And you sit in your circle on Saturdays, do you?
Yes. We haven't got a little control yet. You couldn't find one for us, could you?
Haven't you got anyone?
No, not yet. We're just sitting quietly and waiting, hopefully.
I'll see if I can help you.
Thank you,
Mary. How many in your circle?
We're only six, I think. We want to have seven, actually.
Well, I'll help you in that circle. I'll do what I can. I'll come and see you in it.
Thank you very much.
If I can help you. Thank if there's anything special you want to ask you now, aren't you glad to try and help you?
Yes.
Always difficult to know what to ask.
Isn't it difficult, Jack?
Everybody's saying they always seem to, you know, go.
There's so many things, aren't there? I was interested to hear that you once lived in Camden Town, Mickey.
Oh, that's a good few years ago. I used to sell newspapers.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
Yes.
I remember when I was studying art, I used to live round Camden Town way.
Are you an artist?
Well, I studied art for many years and taught it for many years.
Oh, you should be able to paint nice then.
No, strangely enough, I'm not very good. I'm better at bringing it out of others.
Really?
Hmm. I love teaching.
Is that what you do now, teaching?
No, I'm not doing anything at the moment. Although I'm writing, you know.
Yes.
Resting a bit.
Yes.
You see, your husband would be ill along.
I think you'd have made a good actress.
Oh, no, Mickey.
I think you would.
No, I certainly wouldn't.
Don't you really think so?
No, I'm quite certain. Hopeless.
You're a case you are.
Oh, no.
Well, anyway, I'll see you again, shan't I?
I hope so, Mickey. I'm coming wherever I possibly can to see you.
Oh, that's very sweet on you, because I'll try and help you all I can. I'm sure Uncle Douglas will do much better next time.
You think so?
He'll get better. If he gets more confidence, he'll improve, you see.
Yes.
Because all these things take time, you know.
Well, of course, I think he does do
well. I think he's done awfully well. Yes. I'll see you again then.
Yes.
Bye-bye, Mrs. Conacher.
Yes, goodbye, Mickey. Thank you for coming.
He did very well.
Didn't he? Very well indeed.
Extremely well.
Sorry,
I was going to say, I thought your husband did so well.
Yes. I understand the change in the voice is due, really, they take on really a little of a medium's voice, don't they?
To some extent. You see, I'm not certain down. Yes, you see, the ectoplasm is drawn from the medium, which is a kind of living substance, haven't they?
Yes.
And obviously, even though the medium's mind is not in the communication, you must get some part somewhere of the medium.
Of course.
And I think that he, because I don't know what his earthly voice was like, but I thought he sounded very
nice. He had a beautiful